Welcome back to the Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast. I'm Graham Richmond, and today we're going to talk about a subject that nearly everyone on Earth is talking about, and that is the novel coronavirus and COVID-19. And to better understand the impact of COVID-19, the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania is launching a course that is called Epidemics, Natural Disasters, and Geopolitics: Managing Global Business and Financial Uncertainty. And I have a very special guest on the show today. Joining me is Professor Mauro Guillen from Wharton. Welcome, Professor Guillen.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Let me give our listeners just a brief background on you so they kind of can hear about all the things you've done. So you are currently the Zandman Endowed Professorship in International Management at the Wharton School. And I guess you served as the director of the Lauder Institute of Management and International Studies from 2007 to 2019. You've got a PhD in sociology from Yale University and a doctorate in political economy from the University of Oviedo. I don't know if I'm saying that right, back in Spain. And just so many things that you've done. I mean, I was looking through your background, and the thing that jumped out at me as someone who's really interested in management education, and given that our listeners are all, you know, looking to go to business school, was the fact that you've won the Aspen Institute's Faculty Pioneer Award, and that you've received the Wharton MBA Core Teaching Award, the Wharton Graduate Association Teaching Award. So clearly, the students seem to love your classes. And I just wanted to mention as a last note that your current research deals with the internationalization of the firm and with the impact of globalization on patterns of organization and on the diffusion of innovations and crises. So welcome to the show. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about your background?
Well, I think the most important thing is that I am passionate about management education, and that I love teaching, and I think this is a great moment in which to think about going to business school, because so many things are changing in the world, and we do have knowledge and expertise that I think will be very important for people's careers.
The Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast is brought to you by the evening and weekend program at the Kellogg School of Management. Reach your highest career goals while earning an MBA part-time. The evening and weekend MBA program at the Kellogg School of Management, conveniently located at their downtown Chicago campus, offers flexible study options to fit your lifestyle and match your experience. By graduation, you'll share the same toolkit, skills, and network as the school's most prominent alumni. Visit kellogg.northwestern.edu/EW to learn more. So this class that has been created, it's a 6-week half-credit course. It's going to be taught remotely, which I guess seems even more fitting given what's going on. And it's starting on March 25th. And I guess you're going to study the business and financial impact of this outbreak in real time. And when I last checked, I guess there were over 450 students from Penn that have signed up. I assume that number is probably increasing. And it sounds like more than a dozen faculty are going to be taking part as lecturers. And I guess there are a whole different number of topics. But I wanted to start with a question about like where the idea for this course came up, like who came up with the idea, and you know, how long did it take to go from like someone saying, hey, maybe we should do a course on global pandemics, to actually being able to announce and get this course off and running? I mean, it's going to be starting in a couple weeks. So how did that all happen?
Absolutely. So just for the record, we have 1,100 students registered now. And okay. It is fully online because, as you may have heard, universities in the United States have sent their students home. Yes. So everything is moving online.
Right.
So on Tuesday last week, so just 7 days ago, less than a week ago, actually, the Dean Geoff Garrett of the Wharton School called me and told me that we needed to do something, perhaps a class on the business and economic and financial impact of the virus. And the reason that he called me was that 12 years ago, during the financial crisis, I offered a class. Mm-hmm. Now, that time around, I had a couple of months to prepare for it.
Right.
But this time around, he only called me 6 days ago. And within 48 hours, I had secured enough Wharton experts so that each day of class, we have two Wharton faculty members lecturing on a topic that has to do with the impact of this health crisis on the economy, business, and financial markets.
Okay. So that's amazing. I mean, just to within 6 days, kind of get everyone, you know, get everything together. I think it is, you know, obviously that's kind of the way things have moved in terms of, you know, everything needing to be speedy. You know, we have, I think the economy has changed in that way too. I guess one of the questions I had is really about the title of the course and how, like, sort of what it's going to cover, because, you know, you talk about epidemics, natural disasters, geopolitics. And so I sort of wondered, like, how much of this content will be devoted to the current, you know, coronavirus outbreak versus other topics like, you know, the 2004 tsunami or SARS or, you know, military conflicts going on across the globe or things like that. Because there are obviously a lot of things you could point to and discuss that may have more sort of more data too.
Yeah, so given that business students like numbers, approximately, and I'll tell you more details in a moment, but approximately 60 to 70% of the class will be on the current impact of this particular public health crisis.
Okay.
But we want to also present the students with what we've learned from previous crises.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some material from the financial crisis, some material about the earthquake in Japan a few years ago that also caused a lot of problems in worldwide production, and also SARS and MERS and swine flu mm-hmm. epidemics, because we can learn from how we handled some of those previous crises. But the topics, let me just tell you very quickly. So we're going to begin with an overview by the dean about how do you lead in uncertain times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have my own presentation on the impact of pandemics and systemic disruptions in the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have the budgetary implications here in the United States. So as you know, the government will need to pass measures to help especially small businesses. So that's going to have a large impact on the budget in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Ken Smetters, a professor at Wharton, who is the director of the Wharton budget model. So he's going to tell us about his predictions as to how this is going to affect the federal deficit. And then we have Zeke Emanuel, who was in the Obama White House as an advisor when Obamacare was passed. And he's going to tell us about the evolution of the pandemic. He happens to be a physician in addition to a management professor.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to cover all sorts of topics. So we're going to cover, for example, the impact on global supply chains. We're going to cover how companies can you know, cope with the problem by implementing telework or telecommuting, virtual teams, and so on. We're also going to take a look at organizational behavior issues such as emotional contagion. So we are seeing that the virus is being passed on from one person to the next, but also our mood and our attitudes are being passed on. And of course, you know, there are all of these issues with whether we are overreacting or underreacting to the virus and whether there's panic
right.
or not. So we're going to bring in an expert on the faculty, Sigal Barsaid, precisely on emotional contagion and organizational behavior. And then just to tell you a couple more topics that we're going to cover, which I think are really, really important. One of them is what's going to be the impact on financial markets. So we're going to have Jeremy Siegel, who is our guru on financial markets at Wharton.
Yeah.
And in addition to him, we're also going to have Mohamed El-Erian, the former CEO of PIMCO, who is now a professor of practice at the Wharton School.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to tell us about also his view as to how this is likely to affect bond markets and equity markets around the world. So as you can see, the class will cover many different kinds of very important topics, both at the macro level of the economy and also at the micro level of how companies should be adapting to these issues.
Yeah, this sounds really interesting. I'm going to try to sign up for this myself if you've sold me. I wanted to know, I mean, I don't know if you're able to give me a little teaser on the piece that you're kind of putting together. I mean, is there anything like, have the past kind of pandemics taught us anything about, you know, how people react and how, you know, obviously, you know, supermarket shelves go empty, but then do they get restocked? And is there kind of a moment where everything's in flux, but people settle into a kind of new normal? Or, I mean, I recognize this particular outbreak is somewhat unprecedented, but I just wonder if there's any teaser you can give us about the stuff that you're going to be speaking about in the course.
Oh, absolutely. So let me offer you some examples, because I cannot cover in sufficient depth, you know, all of the different aspects of your very important question. So, for example, what did we learn from the financial crisis of 2008? Well, we learned that you need massive government intervention and we need massive intervention by central banks in order to overcome the situation. And if you remember, the U.S. did a better job than Europe at that.
Yes.
The U.S. Got out of the recession much faster. So that's one example. Second example is the Japanese tsunami. Earthquake and tsunami that disrupted supply chains around the world. What did we learn from that? Well, what we learned from that is that companies should have some buffer stocks and that they should diversify their sources of supply, right? So that is also a key learning.
Right.
And then what did we learn more recently from Ebola, from MERS, from the swine flu? Well, that first and foremost, you need to know how big the problem is. And this is, as you know, right now, a key issue. We don't have enough tests, for example, here in the United States.
Right.
We don't know how big the problem is. Secondly, that once you have community, the so-called community contagion, meaning that the virus is no longer coming from abroad, but rather you already have people passing it on to other people within your own community, then you need to introduce measures of social isolation,
right.
Which means, shutting down universities, shutting down restaurants maybe, shutting down all big public gatherings and so on and so forth. But then the third really important thing that I think is very relevant for business students is that you need to prepare people and companies for the recovery. There's going to be a recovery. The economy will stage a comeback. So you need to also help people think about, okay, so we're going to have a tough couple of months, but then we will recover from this. So what is it that I should be doing now to make sure that the recovery is successful?
Yeah, that makes sense. So this is going to be a really interesting class. I guess one of the things, and you kind of touched on it earlier, but one of the things that you mentioned is that, you know, the dean gave you a call. You had delivered a course in the past on the financial crisis back in 2008. And, you know, the dean was saying, hey, let's do something on this current crisis. But you had like 6 days to sort of begin to get things into place. I know a lot of time and preparation goes into designing courses, even on the most kind of tried and true business principles and methodologies. And that must make teaching a course on a volatile and evolving pandemic all the more challenging. So how does the Wharton faculty rise to that challenge in delivering this course, which is, you know, as you said, it's going to be kind of real time in many respects?
Yeah, yeah. So forgive me for saying this, but we have the best faculty in the world. And also we have the best staff. We have, we have more people employed in various aspects of IT at the Wharton School than faculty, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so we are completely ready. We are a leader in online education already. We are completely ready to do this online. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the contents, if I had to teach an entire class, I mean, we're talking here about 18 hours of lectures, right?
Sure.
If I had to prepare all of that from scratch, I wouldn't be able to do it, obviously. But remember, I'm bringing in 12 spectacularly good Wharton faculty members. Each of them is going to do about an hour of content online for this. And each of them are experts in their domain. They are already appearing on TV and in the press about the crisis. So they have enough material. And over the course of the next 6 weeks, then they're going to be preparing their presentation, their PowerPoints, and they will be ready for the students. By the way, I forgot to mention that we also have about 10 TAs, teaching assistants, that are going to help me with the grading, because obviously we also need to moderate the discussion group that is going to happen online so that people can participate, the students can participate. And there's going to be multiple choice tests, and they're going to have to write a short paper at the end. So I have an army of teaching assistants that is going to help me grade these so far 1,100 students who are taking the class.
And I guess, I mean, you did go over some of the faculty that are going to be taking part in sort of delivering the course. Is there any, you know, one or two that you want to kind of call greater attention to? I know you mentioned Jeremy Siegel, who is a, you know, kind of a Wharton superstar. I mean, he was there. I earned my MBA from Wharton, as our listeners know, back in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was there when I was a student. So I remember people crowding into his lectures, even people who weren't in his, hadn't registered, they would kind of stand in the back for his market overview that he would give at the kind of, I guess it was at the outset of each class.
Mm-hmm.
But are is it Jeremy Siegel or others that you want to kind of call particular attention to? They're going to be bringing an interesting perspective.
Absolutely. So I would highlight Jeremy Siegel, as I said before. I would also highlight Sigal Barsaid, who is one of our star teachers. And she's an expert, as I mentioned earlier, on emotional contagion in organizations. And this happens to be, as you know, very important right now for this epidemic, because if we all start panicking, then that's going to be a big disaster. And then maybe the third person I would emphasize besides these two, and also I mentioned earlier Mohamed El-Erian, would be Catherine Milkman, who is also one of our star faculty. And she's going to deliver a lecture for this class. I'm going to tell you the title. It's Changing Behavior for Good in the Face of Disasters. So she's an economist who studies incentives and studies how can one set up parameters so that then people do the right thing, right? And this is really important right now. As consumers, as savers, as workers, we all need to do the right thing during this epidemic so that then we minimize the damage to society or to the economy as a whole. So I would highlight those four, but each of the faculty that we have, the 12 faculty that we have, for each day of class, or in some cases three, are amazing teachers in the classroom. They also have extensive experience with online teaching, and they are experts in the topics that they're going to be lecturing about.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I didn't want to put you on the spot and now get you in trouble with some of your colleagues because of couldn't mention everyone in detail. But it sounds like it's going to be really incredible. I guess one of the things I wondered when I first read about the course was, who do you envision as kind of the ideal student for this? I mean, obviously, you know, there are a bunch of current Penn students that have signed up. But, you know, is this open to like government officials, CEOs? I mean, who should be taking this class?
Well, we have only registered students right now in the class. So we have more than half of the number that I mentioned are MBA students.
Okay.
Both full-time and executive MBA students. We also have several hundred undergraduate Wharton students. So these are business majors at Wharton, mm-hmm. who are also taking the class. And then we have, I would say, about 200 from the college at the University of Pennsylvania. So these students have different majors. I mean, maybe they're majoring in mathematics or in economics or in history. And then we also have a few from our nursing school and from our engineering school. Mm-hmm. Now, let me also add that in addition to that, we're going to set up a parallel platform to enable our alums to also listen to the recordings of the lectures.
Oh, okay, great.
And the Wharton School has 95,000 alums. So this is a very, very, large scale effort here. But we want to make all of this available to not just the students, but also the alums, including you.
Yeah, that's great to know that I can tune in. I guess one other thing I was just curious, I mean, hearing you speak about this class and, the speed at which it was put together and the incredible faculty that have been brought together to deliver, the lectures and obviously all the tech that's going to go into it, having a discussion forum and delivering it online, et cetera. What is it? I mean, knowing that many people who are listening to this podcast are kind of thinking about business school and thinking about Wharton, what would you say to them about like what makes Wharton unique? And are there certain aspects that are kind of epitomized by this type of offering in your mind?
Well, I think Wharton is unique because of the people. So we're unique because of the faculty and the staff. And also, obviously, because of the students and the alums. Mm-hmm. We are a large school. I mean, there's no question about that. We have a large MBA program. We have doctoral students. We have executive programs. And we have an undergraduate program. But we are, at the same time, very nimble and very flexible. And I think this class demonstrates precisely that ability that we have mm-hmm. to respond in real time to what's going on in the world and to offer our students and our alums all of our expertise. And that's what we want. That's our role in the world. Our role in the world is to provide business and provide students with expertise, analytical expertise about important management problems. And I think, we're rising to the occasion. I think we all need to do more during these difficult times. But a very important part of it is to use expertise, to use method and to use analysis so that we can all cope with the problem.
Yeah, and this is definitely a unique problem, but unfortunately, it may not be the only one of its kind in our lifetimes. And so I think, yeah, equipping, you know, individuals with the tools to deal with these types of situations is really vital. And I was so proud as an alum to see that this course was on offer and that it was Wharton, you know, kind of leading the way in delivering it. And so really appreciate you making some time, Professor Gann, to talk about this. And I'm really excited to tune in as an alum. I will get on that, look into how alumni can have access to this type of thing online. So really appreciate your time. It sounds like a great course. And yeah, I mean, just kudos to you for putting it together in such, you know, short order. And hopefully, you know, people will take away a number of lessons that will help us to cope both with the current crisis, but also any future crises that may arise. Because I think we're, you know, these are kind of unprecedented waters or uncharted waters that we're kind of heading into on some levels.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Yeah, so thanks so much for making time. And for those listeners tuning in, you can find out more about this class on the Wharton website. ClearAdmit.com also did an article about it. But yeah, stay tuned. Hopefully at some point, the contents of this course may be made available very broadly. So we will see. But thanks again, Professor Guillen. And everyone, stay tuned. There'll be more episodes coming up of the ClearAdmit MBA Admissions Podcast.